producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we say thank you, our fine listeners all across the Northern Plains, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, from Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, the flag, that 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch that covers the Red River Valley, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, KTGO in the heart of the Bakken, right there where it all started. 1951, the Clarence D. Iverson well. The tower for KTGO not too far away on 1090 AM, the flag there, and KLTC in Dickinson. And, of course, the replay here on K-Fire every evening, 7 until 9. There's the iHeartRadio app. There's a lot of ways for you to listen to What's On Your Mind with yours truly, Scott Hennon, and Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, who now has his fishing lures.
Yeah.
I'm just basically a courier for free stuff for Todd. That's what I do for a living. It's the radio talk show thing is on the side. But those are fishing lures with your picture on them.
I heard these were left on your doorstep.
They were, literally at home. Yeah, the kids were like, Dad, there's something here for Todd. And then, okay. And it's, you ought to put those on your Facebook page.
I did.
They're up there already? Okay.
Oh, gosh. Sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we're looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And Polar Service Center is, in fact, one of the nation's, well, they're the North America's biggest tank trailer manufacturer. And they also service tank trailers. That's what they do for a living, okay, at Polar Service Center. And they need technicians. They need parts reps. They're, you know, service writers. They're a great place to work. They really are. Up to $35 per hour, plus some really good benefits as well at Polar Service Center. Now, the human resources manager for Polar Service Center said he has hired so many great folks that listen to this program that he wants this audience to know that you can have a cell phone number. Call him anytime, because he does a little pre-screen on the phone and then sets up an actual appointment, and he's hired a lot of folks. So here's that number. It's Terry at Polar Service Center, 507-696-1164. One of our fine sponsors that keep this show going on What's On Your Mind. I had the opportunity to broadcast about a year ago at the North Dakota Safety Council's annual gathering in Bismarck. It's coming up again early in February. And at that event, we interviewed one of the folks from the North Dakota Safety Council that coordinates a program for defibrillators in businesses and locations. And I learned later from the team at the North Dakota Safety Council that somebody was listening to that program and was a big employer and said, you know what, we don't have defibrillators, we should. And it got me to thinking, I don't know why I compartmentalize safety from life. And it really shouldn't be, because if we're purposeful in being safe, we protect life and limb, right? So I was thinking shortly after that conversation, you know, what if somebody had a heart attack after that defibrillator was in, and ultimately their life was saved because that device was there? That's just one small example where you can make an impact. And what the North Dakota Safety Council does, I learned, is that times a million every day, in partnering with all kinds of companies, their members, to make sure people are safe. The workplace is part of that, and we're going to talk about some instances as part of this ongoing effort where the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, for instance, focus on workplace safety. But it's in every part of our life. It's even how we use a cell phone while we drive. This is important. So I get the honor of doing lots of fun talk radio, which is just interacting with people about life and news and things that are happening. But it's not very often that we get to put together a program that is designed to keep you safe, that literally is about protecting life and limb. And that's what we're going to do in partnership beginning today with the North Dakota Safety Council, and once a month host something we call Safety Talk. Chuck Claremont is the executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council. He is here with a couple of special guests today. And I think you're really going to enjoy the story you're going to hear today, and hopefully, more importantly, take something away from it for where you work and what you do every day that will protect life and limb in your family and your workplace. Chuck, thanks for being here, and thanks for partnering up with us on Safety Talk. I am really looking forward to this.
Well, we are so looking forward to this. This is something that the North Dakota Safety Council, we've talked about, you know, for the last 3 to 5 years, where it's kind of been a vision of mine, my background, finance and accounting, coming into the safety side of the world, but I've done a lot of radio, sports radio, and broadcasting something about safety. It was something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and we finally got to the point where, in partnership with Workforce Safety, where we've got some funding available that going to produce this show for the next year and see how it goes. And I really think it's going to make an impact because, as you said, safety, it's not just something that's, it's not just a four-letter word. It's something that you think about every day, you know, and getting safely from work or from whatever you do home to your loved ones. That's what it's all about. And hopefully today and the next 12 months, we're going to be able to talk about some instances and maybe even affect some people to the point where it can save some people's lives. That's really what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. And Chuck is no stranger to sports fans, as being part of many a sports broadcast here on KFIRE and other iHeart Media stations as well. So that part will be fun as well. I've got a great co-host every month to talk about safety, and it should be fun. You know, today, people will die from things that are preventable, right? And that happens all the time, unfortunately, in really big numbers. And let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, is that where you focus to say, okay, that didn't have to happen? I mean, talk about what the North Dakota Safety Council's mission is.
Well, our mission, I mean, just to be specific, is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries. And it's preventing injuries and death. It's at work, it's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace, it's about things you're doing at home. I mean, 80% of incidents and injuries and deaths happen while you're at home. So it's extremely important to deal with home and community issues as well as it is with workplace. And the North Dakota Safety Council, well over 50 years ago, was formed basically for that reason, as we're a private nonprofit, a 501c3, is to get in front of people, get in front of audiences, to whether it's safety training, safety advocacy. That's why we've been formed. And we've been around for, as I mentioned, over 50 years. We're a chapter of the National Safety Council. It's been around for over 100 years. So, you know, the great thing, I think, about working with groups like ours is, you know, very stable group, and every single one of our employees, they care. And I think, you know, you're going to find a lot of our employees are going to be talking in the next 12 months here. You're going to get people on, some super intelligent people that really have a passion for saving lives and preventing injuries, and that's what we're all about.
Because if I say safety training, I imagine we lose a lot of folks who think, oh, yeah, here come the manuals, here come the lectures, here comes the, you know, yada, 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 right? But again, what you just talked about is individual incidents preventable where there is injury and or a death as a result of something that's preventable. So you've got to do the training. But I guess you know, that just naturally sort of invokes the idea that you're going to be lectured to. But you know, it's an important lecture, I guess.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we talk about each year that hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. You know, this year, unfortunately, the statistics show that the traffic fatalities, again, are even ahead of last year. Through the same time last year, it was 117 traffic fatality deaths. Now it's 121. So, you know, we could go on and on about statistics. And, you know, a lot of them in North Dakota, you hear the negativity about what's happening in terms of the oil field and, you know, less safer place to live and all those things. But we feel there's a lot of great things going on in North Dakota, and businesses really and truly care about safety. The 1,100-plus members that we're working with, it's amazing to work with these executives and vice presidents and safety directors, really how much they care, and people are making a difference in safety. And, you know, these statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person, and that's what it's all about. It's not just about looking at a piece of paper and saying, hey, there's 121 people that have died so far this year in our traffic, in our roads. It's not about that. It's every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's really what we want to talk about here. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
And that's a lot more important than a statistic, you know. And there's a lot of training that's offered. There's a lot of partnerships. There's a lot of really neat things that, that the North Dakota Safety Council does in concert with their members. But today, you know, again, going beyond a stat of a workplace incident, we really want to talk about some lives that were completely changed by an incident and by someone who was trained to respond and how that made an impact. So today on the program, you're going to meet two individuals, Jeff Forsberg, Safety Director at BNI Cole, and John Renault, the safety specialist there now. He was a heavy equipment operator and was involved in an accident that he's going to describe firsthand for you today. And then we'll hear Jeff, who obviously responded to that, and talk a little bit about what that has meant for them since. So that's, again, not a stat. That's people whose lives are completely changed by an incident we'll talk about when we come back with this Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind after a brief timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A little foggy out there, especially in the western parts. A little later on, some snow is coming. I don't think there's a any reason to freak out, to use the most technical term.
People will still.
Nor be super alarmed because it's November, and it's going to snow. And that just sort of happens, you know what I'm saying? But, I winter weather advisory! Well, what in the world?
Well, check your travel plans, because if you're going to be in northeastern South Dakota, it's a winter storm watch, so.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on things.
Oh, certainly.
Mid-afternoon today to mid-afternoon tomorrow is kind of the time frame.
Yeah, if you're driving, be careful. But
yeah.
I think we've seen this movie before is all I'm saying. But anyway.
I'd like to think we're kind of done with the influx of new people, because the last several years we had plenty of new people. It was their first winter. No idea how to drive in this stuff, as opposed to...
And that first one of the year, you sort of get used to the old, you know... Kind of hard to get used to the new way, but there'll be measurable snow, so do be careful.
Yeah.
On that point, we agree. All right, so we continue. Chuck Claremont is here, Executive Director of the North Coast Safety Council. And, Chuck, we're going to introduce a couple of folks that you brought along today to tell a story that I think is pretty compelling. Jeff Forsberg is here, who's the Safety Director at BNI Coal. Jeff, thanks for being here. Appreciate that. And John Renault is here. And John is a Safety Specialist for BNI Coal, but John... used to be a heavy equipment operator, and had an incident that we're going to talk a little bit about today. Tell us, John, what happened.
Well, it was a tragic day, November 18, 2013. It's a day I'll never ever forget. Basically, it was a job that we had done a million times before. No different than, to me, it was no different on this day. We had basically extracted a dozer out of a mud hole and got them to safe grounds with the utilization of several different pieces of equipment. And the job was completed. All we had left to do was take a tow cable, large tow cable off the dozer, and send everybody back to work. That's just where faults started off. It was a good day up until this point. I had gone in between the cable and the side of the dozer blade to detach the cable. It was part of the plan to get the cable out of the way and get everybody back to work. But there was a lack of communication. Is quite frankly what I'll say it is what it was. Pulled the cable. Was going to pull the cable off the side of the hook on the side of the dozer blade. And doing so, this is where the lack of communication was from the scraper operator that was still hooked to the cable. Wasn't fully aware of our plan between myself and the supervisor, and made the assumption that the cable was unhooked and proceeded to drive off, which essentially crushed me and pinned me between the cable and the side of the dozer blade. Pinned me there for about 5 to 7 seconds. And left me in turmoil. I was waiting, basically waiting to die is what I was waiting for.
So you're conscious at this point?
Fully conscious. I can remember every aspect of the accident up until the first half minute of the ambulance. Once I got loaded in the ambulance, up until that point, I can remember every single detail.
So is there a hubbub of activity going around very quickly, people realizing what happened?
Very, very quick, very rapid. I can remember my screams, it was just a belching. It's unexplainable, the screams of myself and the coworker that was behind me, watching me being crushed at this point. And those are screams that I'll never, ever, ever forget. For the remainder of my life.
What's going through your mind while that's happening?
Well, as I lay it down on the ground, waiting for help, praying that help would get there quickly, the way my leg was positioned, I knew I was in rough shape. I thought I was going to be maybe out of commission for a few weeks into a cast and then back to work. But as I lay there and time passed by, I can remember my daughter Alana. She's my world, and it's hard to explain to anybody out there, especially any parent that has children, of how quickly your life flashes before your eyes when something like this occurs.
So, Jeff, what are you doing as this is happening when the incident occurred?
Basically, what I was doing, I was in the middle of a training class. We had some new employees that had come in, and we offer or is required to do 24-hour training prior to. And when the event occurred, one of our operations managers come upstairs and told me that they needed me now at this point. And I could tell by the tone in his voice that we had a very serious incident that had occurred. And in that process, I was explained that we had an individual caught between a cable, and there was a pinch involved in that. And so, with the seriousness of how he was seeing things, I knew that this was the potential was pretty great at that point. And then I began to just gear up and go into mode and respond.
So, and does that happen like immediately? I mean, how long before you're on the actual scene?
I was actually on scene less than 4 minutes, and he was approximately 6.5 miles away.
So what do you do once you get there? How do you know what to do once you get on the site?
I've been a trained EMT for about 15 years now, since 2001, and so I do volunteer work with the Oliver County Ambulance Squad, less and less with them, but I carry that stuff into work, too, and so I just went into my mode is what I did and just knew what the potential was and started calling out the needs of what I needed prior to the scene. Even before I get there, I recognized how serious it was.
And do you look back and say, the way we responded, saved John's life here? Obviously we didn't want this to happen. It was an accident, and the after action could be saved for later, but, what we did made a difference?
Oh, absolutely. It made a difference. The training made a big difference. Typically, for most EMTs and paramedics, you'll go back and evaluate what you've done every time. You'll second guess it, and you want to do better and better all the time. So, but based on the circumstances and talking with the surgeons and stuff that worked with him, they said it's amazing that we even got him to where he needed to in the amount of time that we did. So,
John, did you ever imagine something like this would happen to you? Obviously, you're working at your coal mine, right? I mean, this is dangerous work and heavy equipment and everything. It can happen, but when it's happening, and now looking back, your thoughts about how it happened?
Well, obviously the potential is always there. We work in a very aggressive industry in mining, but personally, no, myself, not in 1,000 years, not this way. Not being crushed. It's always been a nightmare or one of those what if questions I've asked myself in this industry, but, Never would I have imagined.
More of the story coming up as we relive the events of November 18th, 2013. The story from John Renault and Jeff Forsberg from BNI Coal. Chuck Claremont here as well. Safety Talk continues. We'll hear more of this story and continue this conversation on Safety Talk after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
PetroServe USA helps America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. They also have a great deal if you're hungry. The 4 for 4 special, the personal hot stuff pizza, two cookies, and a drink, 20-ounce drink. Four items for $4 all day, every day. Get registered for that Bison tailgating trailer, too. It's your Bison tailgating headquarters. You're gearing up for a little tailgating action against Montana this weekend. You'd want to make a stop at PetroServe USA. Today, we have launched something we're going to do once a month called Safety Talk. And hearing stories about protecting life and limb with North Dakota Safety Council. Highly encourage you keep on your calendar February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center, the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference. More on that coming up here in just a little bit with Chuck Claremont, who's with us today, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. We're hearing a story that John Renault and Jeff Forsberg are telling us from BNI Coal. Jeff is the safety director there at BNI Coal, and John, a safety specialist, but November 18th, 2013, he was a heavy equipment operator, telling a story about an accident that has changed his life. So how now you look back and everything that unfolded happened, that, as you explained so well, John, how do you look back and say this entire situation impacted you personally?
Well, because of the different injuries I sustained during the accident, unfortunately, I lost my right leg. Quite high, so personally, it's affecting me tremendously. Obviously, medically, and it's also affected me the way I view life now. The way I view life is just tremendous. I don't take any more days for granted. Before the accident, there's a lot of things I took for granted, and now it's just I wake up every day, every morning, with a visual reminder because of that accident. And there's so many messages out there that I'd like to give people. There's millions, but the one message that comes across the most is don't ever take anything for granted. Every day is a new start. It's a powerful start, and it's, you have something to look forward to. You know, when you get caught up in one of these accidents, all that stuff gets taken away from you in the blink of an eye. And it's just, unfortunately, I had to be one of these examples.
How about professionally? You're back at work now, but obviously, you know, you're not a heavy equipment operator anymore, right?
No.
So how has it changed things for you professionally?
Professionally, I've gone to working as a manual laborer with my hands to working with my intellectual capacity now. It's more brain power than it is with my hands anymore. So there's it's quite the change. It's a very big change for me, but I'm enjoying it. I'm doing it the best I can, and hoping to just get better in the future.
How has it impacted your family?
My daughter, especially, who's 10 now, she was 8 at the time, she's had to mature beyond her years. I'm very proud of my daughter and what she's done to help me throughout this process. It took a very traumatic toll on my family. Some good and some not so good.
So, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about how, first of all, the training you received saved John's life.
Absolutely.
So, not all of us can say that, right? And so I would imagine there's a thankful nature to you knowing, hey, I had this training and I needed it, and I've got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the training is always, I've got, if you look at training, for example, I've got about 1,500 hours in training in the last 15 years that I do just on the side, because you kind of look for the event that someday what happens if it occurs, and you hope that it never does. It's kind of one of those things that you say it's your the maximal event that you deal with, but the worst day you deal with at the same time, because not only did we have John who was hurt, we had other employees that had witnessed this. We had a lot of victims in this process of just the tragedy of the event, and trying to make sure that they were okay too, and that's really what had to take place. And so the training actually took into place at that point. You just need to take control and to get it back into check where it belongs and do the best you can and hopefully survive.
Did all of this affect you personally?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing that's different with it is, being in the back of a rig and responding. You get on the highways and you respond, and I've done a few of those over the years off and on. But this is a coworker. This is somebody that you care about. These guys are like family. And now all of a sudden it's like a brother or sister that are laying on the ground that you're recognizing the potential of loss of life is just seconds away. And, it's personal. And then when they come back to work, you start to see the struggles that they go through. You gotta fight to get them back up on their feet. You gotta fight to keep them moving and have a positive outlook on life. It's hard to watch. It's definitely hard.
As a safety professional, were you a firm believer in safety training prior to this? Did this change your view at all of the training side of things?
Oh, absolutely. I've always been a firm believer in training aspect. If anything, it's probably got me a little more aggressive with less tolerant of some things. But overall, training is vitally important.
So what's changed now?
What has changed now? Basically, the awareness. John is actually doing a lot of the safety topics and having discussions with them. He'll show me what he's going to talk about for that day or that in a training class for that morning, and visit with him about that. And a lot of it's because it's real. It's from him directly. It's not from a supervisor or manager doing the talking. It's from somebody who's truly been affected by it.
So, from a training standpoint now, John, what do you say? What's your headline message to hey, this happened to me, I don't want it to happen to you, and here's what you got to do. What do you say?
Pay attention and communication. I'm a big advocate of communication, more so now than ever, and I truly, honestly believe that maintaining your communication with all your coworkers, being honest, will essentially benefit you as well as everybody that you work with around you.
Chuck, you're the executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council, so you hear about incidents like John and Jeff have told us today all the time. How does it impact you and what you ultimately do?
I mean, it's really made me more aware of safety on a daily basis. I would, 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago before I even came to this position, safety wasn't something that truly was in the top of my mind. And, you know, working with this every day, it really makes you aware of all the issues that can affect you. I mean, one small incident, one second in time, you make a bad decision, it can affect not just you, but your family, as you heard John talk about. I mean, from, you know, working in the garage to whatever, mowing your lawn, driving your car, shoveling snow, whatever the case may be, is, I think you understand what type of example you have to be for your family, for your kids, your neighbors, your employees. There's just things you have to do, as surely in the profession of the safety industry. You know, I'm an example, and everything we do, you hope people can learn not just from what we say, but what we how we act and how we live our life.
Yeah, even as simple, I mean, I have to tell you, you know, hearing a story like this, the next time I get on a ladder and go, it'll be fine, right? And I just was doing this with Christmas lights, right? Thinking, you know, like hanging onto the tree, right? While the ladder's, you know, not exactly stable. You know, just like you say, little things like that. You hear something like this, I think you tend to go, wait a minute, this is stupid, right?
And then the other part about it is the longer I'm in this, I recognize this, you can't be embarrassed to step forward in a situation where you see somebody, something as simple as standing on the top of a ladder when they shouldn't be, and nobody's holding that ladder, and it really makes you step forward, interject. And I was at a coffee the other day, and somebody was on a ladder leaning over the top of a stove trying to turn a switch off, and I got up, walked over to him, and said, hey, hold on a second, you know, grab the ladder. And people around are kind of looking at you like, what are you doing? This guy's he does this every day. You know, this is the standard of the workers. But what you have to realize is, yeah, he does it every day, but it's the one time he slips, the one time that ladder's shaking, the one time the stove's on, that all of a sudden something can happen. And you can't, well, I guess one of the biggest things I've learned is you can't be embarrassed to step forward and try to put yourself in a situation to help make the situation safer.
The North Dakota Safety Council is an organization that has a very simple mission that Chuck said earlier, is just save lives by preventing injuries and deaths at work. I mean, it's just that simple, on the road or in homes and communities and, you know, where we all live and breathe. You know, I mean, that's so important. So, you know, many people might not even know the North Dakota Safety Council is there, but I think that's why this is so important. And it isn't just at the workplace, or isn't just the one particular activity. Really, it's everything, right? It's just a way of thinking.
It is. It's a way of life. And, you know, I 9 years ago when I took this position, I would have never guessed that it would have affected me as much as it has. I mean, you know, from a comical standpoint where, you know, I'm Safety Sam to my friends now, you know, because it's always like, oh, okay, here, Chuck, what are we doing wrong now? But that's okay. I'm okay with having, you know, that stigma because they recognize that they're thinking about safety. I'm around. Hopefully it's not just when I'm there then they're thinking about safety. It's like, okay, they leave now, and because they're associated with me somehow, that I can make a difference in people's lives. And, you know, and then being around the 25 other employees that I'm around, it's amazing the things you come across and the knowledge and the efforts that people do just, you know, at our office every day to save lives and prevent injuries.
How are you funded?
We are funded as a private nonprofit through grants, donations. Membership is huge. We have over 1,100 members, so that's part of the piece. Training is big. We probably do probably 20 to 25% of our entire funding is through training, where we go out and do compliance training and safety training, and, you know, all across the gamut from traffic safety to first aid CPR to the occupational safety to, you know, every bit of safety you think about, we do training in that. And then another big part of us, as you mentioned earlier, is our conference. We do an annual conference every year, and it's our 43rd annual conference. So we've started this way back, you know, in the 1960s, where it used to be called the Governor's Conference. And that has really grown, and it's just exploded to the point where now we have over almost 1,000 attendees to a conference like that. And that's a big part of our funding.
That's the one I mentioned, is February 1 through 4. You can find out more about that online at ndsc.org. We'll wrap up our conversation with Chuck, Jeff, and John. Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind on this Monday after this timeout.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping you tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39. The Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss Sandwiches, only $1.99. And the Licorice Twists and Bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life Club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One more segment, and it's New York City. Throwing Todd and Ron Ness the keys tomorrow. Pat Fingan for a couple of days. Steve Hallstrom will be here on Friday, and then he'll be back on Monday. As we wing our way to New York City for a little New York City holiday with some fine listeners of What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to that very much. Also want to thank our friends at Heedalls for allowing me the opportunity to talk about all the great people at Heedalls. Folks like Ron Eisenbeiss. 32 years Ron's been there at Heedalls. He's actually a territory sales rep and works with a lot of body shops around the area. And all around the Aberdeen area. I asked him, I said, what kind of reaction do you get from your customers at Heedalls? He said, they love the service we give them. And you hear that over and over and over. Also, the availability of parts. If we don't have it that second, we'll overnight it for them. We'll have it the next day out of Mason City, Iowa, where they have their warehouse. So, and but they're bringing in freight every single day. Make sure when you walk in the door, they have what you're looking for. So that works really great. 1934 Ford Roadster, high boy. Now you're jealous, Todd. Here's what I'm talking about. 392 Hemi with a 4-speed and a Jaguar rear end. That's the kind of ride my buddy Ron has. So you better ask him about that. Can you believe that? It's his project car. He bought one in 1969, a new one. Had it for about 3-4 years, sold it, then found another one. Isn't that pretty cool to work on? So bought it up in Dickinson, actually. Ron Eisenbeiss, part of the great team members at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great folks. Wrapping up our safety talk discussion today on what's on your mind. Chuck, very enjoyable in the sense that I think anytime we can get behind a microphone and help make people think a little bit about something that might keep them safe and secure, that might protect life and limb, is a good day. You do it for a living. 24-7, 365, around the clock. We get a chance to do it once a month here on Safety Talk, but I'm really looking forward to it and really enjoyed learning more today and hear a little bit of the story from John and Jeff, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's about people. It's about saving lives, but it's personal, and that's what we're hopefully we can get across the message is safety is something, it's your life. It's a way of living, and, you know, hopefully with hearing some stories, we're going to do that each week. We're going to come up with some, you know, different topics and, you know, make it personal. And that's something that I truly believe that, you know, the more you get in front of people, the more you talk to people about it, it's they don't laugh at you. They, you know, maybe initially like, oh, come on, I'll be safe. I'll tell you stories about when I wasn't safe and whatever else. But, you know, bottom line is when they start thinking about how it affects you and your family and, you know, stories like John and what you hear today is that's happening out there a lot, and we're hoping it happens a lot less.
And I really, truly hope folks hear the story today that we did and think, okay, am I doing everything I can do to make sure my people are safe? They're going home to their loved ones. And if you're not 100% sure, that's where the North Dakota Safety Council is a great resource. You know, whether that be training they already have planned, whether that's be a member, and whether that's be at the conference, because you know, the conference itself is a wonder. You know, 50 speakers from across the U.S. and 90 different classes, 4-day event. You know, really a 5-state region participate in that, right? That's not a North Dakota thing. That's entire region.
Well, it's the region, but I think we had over 40 states last year, plus some Canadian provinces that were represented in terms of people coming to the Safety and Health Conference. And it is something, I know we're going to have another show to talk a lot more detail about it, but it is the best safety conference around. Or some people even compare it to the National Safety Congress, which is, you know, the largest in the United States. But this one here is, they compared in terms of the quality of speakers, the exhibitors, everything like that. So if you haven't been to our conference before, I got to encourage people through Workforce Safety and their sponsorship and their scholarships. They make it so affordable. I mean, ridiculous. $250 for 3 days of safety training, including food and everything else. It's just, it's so cheap. It's ridiculous. So hopefully, we didn't want to make it as a somebody precluding going, I'm not going to go to it because it's too expensive. And that's what's great about it is it's not expensive at all.
December 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. John, Renaud, before we let you go, anything you want to say?
I just hope that my message gets out to people. Like Scott's, you mentioned that the seminar in February coming up, I will be speaking again. It's going to be a great session. It's going to be me telling my story in depth. And then a lot of it's more focused on not the accident itself, but what happens behind the closed doors, what people don't get to see. That's what really impacts a lot of people. That's what really kicks a lot of people. It's a wake-up call. So I encourage you, if you'd like to hear my story.
Be there. That's for sure. John, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Jeff, keep doing what you're doing.
I'll be there.
Yeah, exactly right. Appreciate being on, Cole, letting you two do this today and joining us, and appreciate the Safety Council lining it up. They've trained 50,000 people to drive safely, follow procedures at work, wear that PPE, be able to respond to an emergency, set examples of what it means to live safely 24-7. 50,000 families have helped to keep whole. That's what they're about. The North Dakota Safety Council do great work. Chuck, this is going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to having you join me once a month right here.
Scott, we're so happy that you're a part of this. You know, you've always been a supporter of the Safety Council through the conference, and we couldn't pick a better voice and a group like iHeartMedia. We really appreciate you guys hosting this, and I think it's going to be an exciting 12 months.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, tomorrow, Ron Ness in for yours truly. 24/7, if you have questions or comments, you can call us at 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave a message. You, Todd, you take care of the fellas there, will you?
I will.
All right. We'll see you next Monday. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Gotta go. Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your employees are your greatest asset. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.